Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, it's going to be a great night tonight, a huge night tonight. We honor a fallen hero here in just a moment. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the spending bill. Why do we continue to lose these battles? The shoplifting organization people haven't heard about. Cities are emptying at a rapid pace. Embassies are doing the same. And James Naked Kendall Lankford wants to be in Senate leadership. All that Joe Biden stutter and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to any of that, I want to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions emailed in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Now, before we get into the politics and the guests, because I have Daniel Turner coming on about a half hour from now talking about energy, oil. There's a lot going on that we need updated on, so Daniel is going to update us on those things. I have Carol Roth coming on probably next hour. She's going to deal with inflation and all this other stuff. But before we do any of that, Al Gray, General Al Gray, a 95-year-old New Jersey native, former commandant of the United States Marine Corps, war hero, and beloved by virtually every Marine I know, died. Now, he's 95 years old. 41 years he served. He started out as an enlisted guy. He won a Silver Star, earned a Silver Star, I should say, in Vietnam. Some Marines had wandered into a minefield. Can you even imagine the terror there? They were obviously in a very bad way, wounded, blown up, and Al Gray takes the initiative and puts himself in extreme harm's way to drag some wounded Marines out of a minefield. Just know at one point in time, there was a Marine laying in a Vietnamese rice field without a leg and thinking he's about to die, and he looks up and sees one Al Gray getting him to safety, alive because of this man. He was a great man, a great commandant, and I hate officers, and I really hate flag officers, and every Marine when I was in knew about Al Gray, and he has passed on, and I will see him again one day.
Thank you.
Semper Fi, General. All right, now, let's talk about something. And I was tempted to start screaming and yelling about the spending bill Congress agreed on. We're being sold down the river. I was tempted to talk about illegals. It's in the news. Maybe you already heard about it. A bunch of illegals essentially stormed through some National Guard troops at the border today. There's all kinds of stuff in the news. But I wanted to actually begin with something else. You ever see the movie Goodfellas? Or any mafia movie, but let's focus on Goodfellas for a moment. Maybe you haven't seen it, that's fine, but understand that it's a true story, based on a true story. It's based off a book called Wise Guy, very good book, but it's about one of the New York crime families, the mafia families. And one of the things that I enjoy about Goodfellas, on top of the dialogue and everything else, is you get a real lesson in how that there are parallel societies, parallel economies that exist all around us, and oftentimes we don't know about them. We can't see them. If you're a normal human being who lives under the law, you know, goes to work, kids, school, you don't see these separate societies, separate economies. Nevertheless, they exist, and they explain a lot of what we can see. Once you understand them, let me explain. So in Goodfellas, one of the main things that mafia crew did was hijack things. Obviously, they were famous for hijacking a shipment at an airport, but it was well beyond that. Trucking. They were always out there hijacking trucking. They would get tips, oftentimes from the truckers themselves. Hey, I've got a shipment of mink coats. I'm going to be heading from New York down to Jersey. I'll be on the highway right about this time. If you guys happen to stop me, mafia guys pull him over, stick a gun in his face. We're taking your truck. Everyone gets off scot-free, makes a little money. And what it eventually did, what these kind of things do, this kind of hijacking network, is it creates a separate economy, a black market in your society that you can't really see until you see it. You can't really tell, but it explains a lot once you figure out it's there. Why is it that my neighbor, Bob, he makes an okay living. He's a mailman. His wife's a school teacher. That's all they do. Fine. Good people. Live in an older house, couple older vehicles, but life is fine. Why does she have a $5,000 mink coat? That doesn't make sense. Well, when you understand there's a separate economy, it makes more sense out there. I'm bringing all this up. I'm going somewhere with this. And I'm bringing this up because it brought me to here. You have seen, undoubtedly, all over the news, maybe it was on social media, wherever, you have seen the animals in this society shoplifting, brazenly shoplifting. I'm not talking about the 14-year-old kid slipping a Mars bar in his pocket. Kids don't do that, by the way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking the modern-day version. They just walk in, broad daylight. Sometimes they're not even really wearing masks. They just walk in, and they just start dumping all the stuff on the shelves in their baskets. The employees know they're not allowed to do anything. The cops won't stop them. You've seen this take place now in America as the street animals have taken over our cities more and more and more and more and more. But there's more to it than just street animals doing what they get away with. And I first got word about this not long ago, a month ago, one of my law enforcement sources reached out to me and he said, just a heads up, a lot of this stuff is organized. Well, there's a fascinating, fascinating article. I'm not going to go through the whole thing right now in the New York Post today, but here's the headline. New York's $4.4 billion shoplifting shadow economy is revealed. And guess what it's fueled by? It puts it right on here. Fueled by eBay and Facebook Marketplace. Those two things, in case you don't know what those are, maybe you're older, those are online, those are internet places where you can sell goods and services. If I wanted to sell this half-drank water bottle here this beside me, I'm sure I could go put it on eBay. All I would have to do is tell people that Jesse Kelly himself drank out of it, and I'd probably get $1 million or something like that for it. What, Chris? I'm not going to do it because I'm not greedy, but I just mean that's the kind of thing I could do. Either way, it's an online marketplace where you can sell anything. as you watch the market around you kind of go crazy, grocery prices are more expensive. This is there are bad things happening in the economy around you. You know it. You feel it. Obviously, you know a lot of the government reasons for it, the spending and the debt and the inflation, which I'm going to get to here in just a moment. You know those reasons for it. But you should also understand the criminality in this country is out of control now. And now that the bad people know that it's open season in certain areas. In New York City, the bad people know. They know what they can get away with. It's going to begin negatively affecting your life. In fact, it already is. We just can't always see it. But you should understand a lot of these things are coordinated and organized. In fact, there are flat-out crime lords in charge of the shoplifting sprees you see in the city. Do you realize that? That's how crazy this stuff is. But look at that. Look, that's why you get headlines like this. New York City poll. 50% of the city plans to leave in the next 5 years. Half gone. As I've said, it is heartbreaking watching America's cities turn into wastelands, but that's the way they're going. All right. Speaking of wastelands, let's discuss the budget, the debt, the spending deal, all that other stuff. Before we get to that, criminality is gone crazy. You know that. You don't need me to do a radio segment on it. You see it everywhere. You need to take more steps than you've taken to ensure that you're safe, and you need to make sure your family is doing the same. One of the essential steps is getting a Byrna pistol launcher. It is non-lethal. I carry concealed. I carry lethal. But I love having a non-lethal option. That's why I also carry non-lethal. But no matter who you are, you need a Byrna pistol launcher. There are bad men all around us now, and we're importing millions more every single year. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. You just have to get a hold of them and get a Byrna pistol launcher. It shoots these pepper balls or tear gas balls, and buy one for the person you love who doesn't carry anything on them. Carry one. Keep one by your bed, too. Byrna is spelled B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download a podcast of the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We have the great Daniel Turner coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Always a wealth of knowledge about energy, oil, what's taking place on the world stage. Economically, we really have to stay in touch with Daniel Turner to figure out some things. So we'll get to Daniel Turner in about 10. I want to get to this really quickly. Well, maybe not really quickly. I'm just going to try to calm down. And what worries me is actually how calm I am about this whole thing. What whole thing am I talking about? The spending bill. $1.2 trillion spending bill. This is the bill to avoid the government shutdown. The deadline's almost here. So what happened? Late last night, in the middle of the night, early this morning, they dropped this gigantic bill, 1,012 pages. They dropped it on the senators' desks and said, hey, here it is. Vote on that. And it's going to pass. It is. Let me go ahead and spoil that for you. It's going to become law. There are no cuts. No, don't listen to anybody who comes and lies to you. Well, I mean, we got a 5% reduction. There were no cuts at all. What they're talking about is spending slightly less than the increase in cuts they were going to have before, you know. So IRS was supposed to go for, I'm making up a number here, $100 billion to $150 billion. But no, hey, we kept IRS at $130 billion. Aren't you happy, guys? And part of the reason I guess I'm not mad today is I've gotten to a place of acceptance that the financial crisis is simply going to come. And I know this is what I'm about to say is wrong. I want to be clear, so I shouldn't say it, right? But what I'm about to say is wrong. It's just where I am some of the time, and right about this time, it's where I am. I'm ready for it. And it's not that I'm rooting for it. I'm really not. But I'm at the point where I just want to get it over with. I understand it's coming. It's very, very, very clear that nothing is going to cause these people to change anything. And just so you get it, right now as we speak, what is the date today? March 21st. Thursday, March 21st. The House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and the President of the United States of America should currently be meeting in an emergency session of Congress where they agree they will not go into recess until they have hammered out the few parts of our government we can keep. That's how bad the financial situation is in the United States of America. That's how dire it is when you look at how quickly the debt is rising, how quickly we're adding $1 trillion, and knowing that it's exponentially growing. Right now, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. It shouldn't be Republican, Democrat, election year. In order to salvage our financial system as we know it, Republicans, Democrats, president, everybody should be meeting to slash and burn all of it. And the discussion should be, what do we keep? You know, if the government was 100 marbles, right? If the government was a big bowl of 100 marbles, what they should be doing right now is just dumping every one of them in the trash and then having a debate about which two or three we pull back out. That's how bad the financial situation is. And instead, they just act like everything's fine. Everyone. They act like it's not here. I was talking to Senator Rand Paul today. And you know how we've been warning about Social Security and Medicare and these gigantic entitlements that are destroying that will destroy the country financially. And Rand Paul was lamenting to me. You know, Rand Paul knows more about this stuff than anyone else. Rand Paul said, he said, Jesse, do you understand within a couple years, if we don't do anything, if nothing gets done, and doesn't look like anything's going to get done, within a couple years, the people getting Social Security checks, just 20%, 23%, gone. Reduction in your check. If you're sitting there and you're clearing out a $1,000 Social Security check every month, no, we can't reform it. No, I rely on that. Congratulations. Next month, it's $800. That's where we're going. And it's math. Everyone knows we're going there. And still, the losers who are in charge, this is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, they act as if keeping the government open is the priority right
now. I have
now.
A two-vote majority today. By next week, it'll be back down to one. But we have to keep moving. We've got to keep the government funded. We have to keep operating, keep the train on the tracks, and you're seeing that happen here. So
the train is heading towards a cliff, Mike. In fact, maybe the best thing in the world for the train would be for it to derail. It really needs to stop in reverse. But we know the train's on the tracks, Mike. We are well aware the train is on the tracks, and we are aware it's traveling at a very high rate of speed. And we're also aware it's like one of those old Western movies you watch where the cowboys are fighting on top of one and the train is cruising through the desert towards a big canyon and the bridge is out. Oh, we know that you want the train to keep running, Mike, but it's going to kill us all. I said I wasn't going to. See, I'm calm. I knew I was going to stay calm throughout this whole thing, and I did. Proud of me. I'm going to move on. Why even waste our breath anymore? It's coming. You know what else is coming? Nutrition for your dog. That's what's coming on top of Daniel Turner. Daniel Turner's coming next. Listen. You understand that when you give your dog rough greens that you will actually see physical differences in your dog? You have a dog that's hyperactive or maybe too lethargic. You know rough greens will make a difference. Your dog have digestive problems, a dull coat, bad breath. You know rough greens will make a difference. It's amazing the differences you can see in living things when you finally give those living things nutrition. Start pouring rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Your dog will love it, and you will love the fact that your dog will live longer. Free Jumpstart trial bags. You have to call them, 833-33-MY-DOG, or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Your dog does not get nutrition from dog food. Give your dog some Rough Greens, all right? All right, Daniel Turner is going to join us next. The state of energy on the planet is kind of a big deal. So what is that state? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so you got to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours dedicated to you on a Friday and your questions. But enough about that for now. Joining me now, my friend Daniel Turner of Power of the Future, our energy expert we bring on as often as we can here on the show. Okay, Daniel, can you first of all explain to me, what is this phase out of the gas-powered cars order? There's no way this can be legal. What's going on?
Yeah, this is pretty ridiculous. This is because the Biden administration has this desire that they want half of all cars in America by the year 2032 to be electric. Now, that's an absurd statistic, right? That they are fewer than, I think, 5% of cars on the road right now, and they're about fewer than 8% of car sales overall. So we're nowhere close to having 50% electric. People aren't buying them. And right now, people have the freedom to buy whatever the car they want. But if you create new tailpipe emissions standards under the guise of protecting the environment, well, you know what? You're suddenly going to take a whole lot of cars out of the marketplace, right? They're not going to be an option anymore because they will be illegal under the new Protect the Earth rules. And then by default, you will have to buy an EV. And then Joe Biden says, look, everyone's buying an EV just like I wanted because they're trying to save the Earth. So this is a quintessential example of the sort of command and control economy that we would see in the Soviet Union. This is not the free market. This is not freedom. But, you know, it's the Biden administration. We shouldn't be surprised.
Daniel, can you explain how this works? Okay, so does this mean today Ford Motor Company is changing their tailpipes? Or is there a lag? Is this stuff, essentially, is this going into effect? Or is this just something they want?
It's supposed to go into effect starting in 2026. So now if you're a car manufacturer and you make, you know, a Ford F-150, and I apologize, I don't know what the actual numbers are for the F-150 off my head. But if they say the number of particles per million is currently X, and we have to take it to X times 30, well, Ford has 2 years to figure out how to do that. And odds are they're not going to be able to do that, right? That's like, you know, that's like telling someone who you know, hey, you can only eat 100 calories a day. Well, no, you can't eat 100 calories a day. You're going to die. Like, well, that's the number. Do it, right? So they're going to give you such an impossible metric that Ford's just going to say, screw it. We can't hit that number, so I guess we're not making that car anymore. And that's exactly what Biden wants. He doesn't want you to buy, maybe the F-150 is a bad example. He doesn't want you to have the F-350, let alone the F-250 diesel, right? He doesn't want you to have an SUV. He wants you to have his stupid little EVs.
Daniel, can you explain why the electric vehicle market has not taken off as much? Because they are different. Teslas are out there. I have people who people I know who own them. There's all kinds of incentives now to get them. And I thought the market, because of the incentives and everything else, I thought it would take off. It has not. Why?
No, it has not. It's a great point. You know, the market exploded in 2022, 2023, and then it leveled off. Because everyone who would want to buy a Tesla bought a Tesla. But, you know, there are about 19 million car sales every year in America. That's a lot of cars. 19 million, that's new cars, by the way. 19 million new car sales. Those who wanted an EV bought one. But that's not all of America. We do have this stubborn thing called freedom of choice, right? Milton Friedman put the greatest economic mind in American history, right? He put his whole economic philosophy around that phrase, free to choose. It was the name of his TV series. It's the name of his books, free to choose. Well, if you get rid of people's choice, you can say, well, then, you know, how free are they actually in their livelihoods? And that's what Biden is doing. There's lots of incentives to buy an EV, $750 off, you know, tax rebate from the government if you buy one. But they're not. And that angers Joe Biden, because you know why? He knows better than you at his core. And now we're getting into some deeper political philosophy. At his core, Joe Biden is a statist. He's been in government for 60 some odd years. He genuinely believes that as a member of government, he knows best. And it is not your job to have freedom of car or gas stove or even the things you say on social media. Joe Biden thinks he should control all of those things because government is better than the individual. It is a philosophical difference in which there is no common ground, right? There's no coming to common ground with people who say your freedom interferes with my control. Well, your control interferes with my freedom. What's the common ground? I have to destroy you before you destroy me. That's the common ground.
Daniel, again, we're speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Daniel, why are gas prices going up? It's difficult for people to see because of how the market fluctuates and OPEC and all these other things. Prices are up, but everyone is aware of it right now. Why?
Yep. Well, we are heading into summer, and people drive more in summer, right? Okay. Think of these next couple of months. You're driving for Mother's Day. You're driving over the summer to go on vacation. You're taking the kids to go look at colleges for next year. So we do consume a lot more gas in the spring and summer than we do in other years because we are driving more. But there's also a huge problem, and this is, again, government related. There are hundreds, literally hundreds of different blends that refiners have to make in the summer because your idiots in the state capital, be they in Austin, be they in Sacramento or Albany, your idiots in your state capital say, we think there should be a blend in summer that has the octane at X. And they pass the law, and then they go to the refiners and say, you have to make it. And the refiners say, okay, well, we have to shut down the system, right? We have to flush it out. We have to recalibrate. And then we'll start it up making this special summer blend that you guys in Austin think we should make. And it's going to cost you a fortune. And your elected officials say, we don't care, right? They get to run for office saying, when I ran in the state house in Austin, I passed the bill that raised the octane for summer and all the green people pat them on the back and clap. It's all ridiculous. It's all fake numbers. It's all it is expensive. So that's the main reason why gas prices are going up. Yes, we are using more, but these stupid, ridiculous summer blends that were written by a bunch of idiot politicians all have to be made in those refineries on the Gulf Coast. And that costs a lot of money.
Daniel, do countries like Russia, China, Iran, do they do this kind of insanity with the blends and things like that? Does this stuff even exist in that part of the world?
No, I, you know, probably no way it does in Russia or in the Arab nations, in the Western European nations, of course, well, it does. Yeah. But they're used to it. You know, I was lucky enough to be on vacation a couple of weeks ago at a brother's wedding in New Zealand, and I was paying to fill up that stupid rental car. I was paying $150, and they were like, "Yeah, that's normal. That's what it costs." They're accustomed to it. Remember when Barack Obama, I get them confused, Jesse. Remember when Barack Obama, he talked about having European-style pricing. He wanted higher prices. He wanted Americans to get used to the fact that energy was expensive. He thought that was good. I think that's diabolical. And yet here we are. Now we're getting used to, again, $4 a gallon gas. And they want you to be comfortable with that, thinking it's the new normal, this is the way things are. But we know, especially Texans know, it's not supposed to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way, and we can reverse course.
How's the food in New Zealand? I just can't see New Zealand food being any good. I don't see any melted cheese over there. What did you see? What did you experience?
Definitely a lot of meat and a lot of seafood because it is an island. You know what? It was very much like being in London. A lot of fish and chips, a lot of lamb stew, a lot of steak, a lot of seafood. Very boring. You know, like it wasn't. I know you like to make fun of some of us Italians, Jesse. It wasn't as exciting as Italian culture, but it was good. You know, no picky eater would struggle in New Zealand. There's a lot of meat and potatoes.
Well, I hope you brought your own olive oil. Daniel Turner, everybody, you are the best, brother. Look, Chris, I'm out on fish and chips, okay? And don't call it fish and chips. It's fish and fries. And I'm just so out on fish. It would suck to live in an island nation. Fish sucks. You all need to stop living a lie. Anyway, let's talk about something different. We have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to. I'm going to try to knock out some emails. We're going to laugh about the Joe Biden stutter that's in the news again. Before we do that, here's a sobering headline for you. New estimate shows more than 1 million babies killed in abortions in 2023. That's from offthepress.com. 1 million. 1 million a year is what we still kill in this country. We have to fight back against that evil. It's not enough to just hope it changes. I hope things turn around. I hope people wake up. It's not enough. We have to do something. We have to be active to fight against that. How do we do that? Well, that's what preborn's all about. Preborn is out there fighting back with knowledge, fighting back with the power of ultrasound. You give a woman an ultrasound. Once she hears that heartbeat, it is from God. She becomes a mother, and it's no longer a clump of cells she can kill. Your $28 that you give to Preborn is what buys that ultrasound. Go. Give whatever you can. It's all tax deductible. There ain't no limits. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll deal with the illegal immigration stuff real quick. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm super excited for the rest of this show, too. We're going to do some illegal immigration talk and Joe Biden's stutter. Carol Roth is going to join us next hour, talk about some economic stuff. Look, remember, if any of this stuff we talk about gets too complicated for you, simplify it in your mind. It couldn't be any more straightforward.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
See? Doesn't that make it easier? Tic-tac-toe lays it all out for you. Now, let's talk about something. We're going to do a bit of a border talk here. And what's prompting this? There are a couple different things prompting us. There's a story out today about the Biden administration allowing another 200,000 to stay on purpose. There's a story out about how many illegals have been killed. Of course, they called them migrants. I don't know why we do that. And there's a video it's hard to watch if you're a patriot. There's a video out there today. I'm not going to say it's bloody or gory. It's totally safe for kids. Just want to let you know. But there's a video out. You've probably already seen it. A bunch of National Guardsmen down at the border trying to stop this gigantic gaggle of illegals trying to invade our country. And they just get overrun, pushed aside. And what I thought about when I saw that, what I've been thinking about more and more, and man, this is going to be hard. I've been thinking about this a lot. Christopher Wray sat in front of Congress. This was last week, and he said this.
From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our...
Overseas facilitators have ISIS ties. Let me explain something about how this works. It's fairly obvious, but let me just lay it out. Obviously, the cartels control the various illegal caravan routes, we'll call it, into the United States of America. Depending on which portion of the border you're on, that's the different cartel, Mexican cartels, that are shipping people across. But it is an international affair, meaning if you're... Let's say you're part of China's spy program and you wanted to get 100 trained Chinese males into the United States of America and you didn't want them to be scanned at the border. Well, what you would do, one of the many ways you could do this, they have a bunch of ways to get people in, but one thing you could do is you develop a contact with any one or all of the Mexican cartels. And you work out a financial deal. Anyone who's familiar with illegal immigration will tell you this is how this works. Hey, it's me, Mr. Dong. I just wanted to let you know we're shipping 100 guys your way. What are you going to charge me per guy? Okay, you'll charge this much. And for that, you'll guarantee that you can get my guy, what, just into the country? Okay, that's good. What if I want to pay a little more? Can you ensure that you have a network that can get him up to New York City? Oh, you can? Sounds good. Do you understand how that works? Well, it works the exact same way with a million different groups across the planet, including radical Islamist groups, jihadis. Jihadis, this has been known for years, and it's been the case for years. The Al-Qaeda's of the world, they have contacts with the Mexican drug cartels. Isn't that wild? Isn't that movie-ish to think about? That there's a cartel guy, as we speak, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, there's a cartel guy swapping text messages with someone in ISIS, but that's how it works. These terrorist networks have means, they have money, for lack of a better way to put it. They understand that if you want to get someone into the country and not have him be caught, that there are ways to do that with the Mexican cartels. And so they develop these contacts. Now that leads me to this. We know that ISIS groups overseas are sending people
from
here.
An FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about.
We talk about the border a lot, and I'm going to talk about it here in a minute and as it pertains to you and me and the government and our country. And so I am going to talk about it in that way. But you know what hit me to finally get to my somber point? You know what hit me? It's been hitting me, and I thought about this last week. There's going to be a day or a moment. I mean, it might be tonight. You don't know. But something bad is going to happen. Something terrible. And you pray that it's not on the scale that we have known before. People of a certain age, myself included, we certainly remember 9/11, how sad, angry we were, all those dead Americans. But we remember that. So you hope and pray it's not going to be something like that. But there's going to come a day, a moment, maybe it's tonight, maybe it's next week, maybe it's 3 years from now, right? When you have people in your country who are bad people and you don't know where they are, they could be out there planning, coordinating, getting everything together as we speak. We don't know when that day is going to come, but there is going to be a moment where It's not just a headline anymore. It's not just that you have a bunch of illegals in your kid's school. It's not just the financial problem. It's not just one random crime here or there. It occurs to me that there's going to be a moment where we get hit hard. Hard. And that's going to be a dark day, isn't it? There'll be nothing to celebrate that day. But that's what happens when you open up the border of your country on purpose. Bad people come to hurt you. And that's what they've done. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the border before we get to Carol Roth and other things. Now, let's get to you. You need certain things. As a human being, you need certain amounts of nutrition. You have to have them. We generally don't get them from our diet, but even if we do, that doesn't get your T levels up to where they should be, gentlemen. Ladies, are you running out of gas in the afternoon? 2-3 in the afternoon hits, are you going to pour another pot of black coffee because you need a little pick-me-up to get you through to bedtime? You know you don't have to live like that. Well, I'm getting older. No, no, you don't have to do that. We've got 60, 70, 80-year-olds who email into the show and say, Jesse, my gosh, I haven't had this much energy since my 20s because of Chalk. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Feel better. Have your mind work better. Your body work better. Go to Chalk.com. Find something that works for you. Get a subscription so you save money. Take it for 3 months. Tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? More talk on illegals next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.